Thank you and good morning. The Board of Supervisors could make a decision on whether or not to purchase the McKay tract of land from Green Diamond Resource Company by April 15th, and a proposed $125,000 grant could help with that decision. Officials from the Trust for Public Land have offered the grant funding to cover the startup costs of turning the 1,000-acre property into a sustainable community forest. The Land Trust stated that they fully support the growing trend of creating community forest across the West and that they consider the McKay Tract Plan a project worthy of support. There are state and federal funds available for the purchase of the land, and Public Works will provide a staff report at today's meeting and again on the 15th when a final decision could be made. The county has been working with several agencies, including the Headwaters Fund, the State Natural Resources Board, and the Coastal Conservancy, to secure funding for the purchase of the McKay Tract. The supervisors could also approve an amendment to the general plan update to allow for the construction of affordable housing in Samoa. The Planning Department will present a report regarding the proposed changes that could see low-income multifamily housing built on two properties on Vance Road in Samoa. A $3.5 million grant has been secured by Samoa Pacific Group, the owner of the town, and they are requesting the county submit a local coastal amendment plan to the Coastal Commission to get the project moving. County staff recommend the board approve the petition. The supervisors will also take a moment to adopt a resolution showing their support for Thursday's candlelight vigil in honor of the victims of crime. The DA's office will host the 7th annual event in honor of crime victims on Thursday at the Adorney Center in Eureka. The proclamation recognizes the District Attorney's Office and its Victims Witness Office for the work they do and their dedicated service to crime victims and the county. The vigil will run from 6 until 7:30 p.m., and the public is invited to attend. The vigil is part of National Crime Victims Rights Week. Sheriff's detectives are conducting a death investigation. Dave Silverbrand has more.
A body in a burned-out cabin in Bridgeville. They can't tell if it's a male or female. It's a mystery for Humboldt County detectives, but now a Humboldt State University professor and her students are trying to find some answers. The body was discovered by a Bridgeville landowner whose cabin was burned to the ground. He said that he had believed the cabin was unoccupied, but called authorities when he noticed what he thought could be human remains. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office said they were called to investigate when the landowner found evidence that someone was using the land to grow marijuana. The Humboldt County coroner summoned the HSU professor, who was once a deputy coroner, and now she and her students are on the case.
Thank you, Dave. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Attention 6th and 7th grade students. Plan now to attend the Ideas at Work Middle School Career Camp at College of the Redwoods this June. Campers take part in fun, hands-on projects in high-tech labs, tour businesses, and explore careers. There is no cost for this camp, but space is limited. Learn more and apply online at decadeofdifference.org or call 445-7563. Don't wait. Sign up today at decadeofdifference.org and be part of it.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Eureka community continues to mourn the loss of retired City Council member Lance Madsen, who passed away on Saturday. Madsen served two terms on the City Council and was the recipient of the first Mayor's Community Service Award of Merit for his dedication to Eureka. Additionally, Madsen worked for the Eureka Police Department, serving as an officer, a detective, and a child abuse investigator. Police Chief Andy Mills explained the protocol that his department will follow after the passing of a former officer.
There's actually a written policy on it because you get a lot of requests for so-and-so was on the department many years ago. And so we very frequently send out emails to all of our folks to let them know. But lowering the flag to half-staffed, wearing black ribbons over your badge, it's a very strict policy on that.
Mills went on to share his kind words about Madsen.
You know, when Kathy and I first came here, we were welcomed by everybody and so forth, but Lance and Kathy stood out. We walked into our hotel room. We were up here. We had just gotten hired. We were up here looking for a home. And on the table in the room was a big bag of cookies from Los Bagels and a note from Lance and Kathy, his wife, saying, "Welcome home." That's how neat of a thoughtful guy he was. And that's just one little anecdotal story for Lance.
Flags will fly at half-mast in front of all city buildings until Madsen's memorial service. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning for KINS News and Information. I'm Dan Squire.